Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, it's too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Black Friday, Friday, November the 23rd, 2018, or as we call it here on the station, Orange Friday today. A lot to do, a lot to get into today. Looking forward to a good show today. We are going to obviously talk about Rivalry Week and preview the Clemson-South Carolina game in Death Valley tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Josh Williams is going to be here 7:25 this morning. We'll talk to him about the Vegas, the lines, the trends, what the ticket count looks like. Also get him on what the sharps are saying about those games at 7:25. Scott Reimer, 7:45 this morning. Scott's going to be hosting the Tiger pregame show. The road to Santa Clara begins the Tiger pregame show. This will be the, make sure I'm right by saying this, this will be the 211th consecutive edition of the Tiger pregame show tomorrow. Jinx Inc. Realty, that's at 7:45. Jinx Inc. Realty Hunting and Fishing Report at 8:05 this morning, and a lot to do. Some of you out there already shopping. Be careful if you are. We're at Chick-fil-A of Clemson. Hey, come by and see us. Love to have you out. Love to see you here today. And hope you had a great Thanksgiving, a safe Thanksgiving, safe travels, and hope the turkey treated you well and all the football treated you well. Obviously, a day off for us yesterday, but we're back in the saddle because of Clemson and South Carolina. In case you missed it yesterday, the Bears beat the Lions in the first game of the day yesterday. This wasn't a great game by any stretch of the imagination, but the Bears' defense is one of the major reasons why they're 8-3 right now, and one of the major reasons why I think they're Super Bowl contenders with Khalil Mack and really one of the best defenses in the league. They won 23-16 yesterday. And the Lions had them a lead, a 13-9 lead there in the third quarter, and 16 all to the final 6 minutes of the game where the Bears pulled away. Didn't watch a whole lot of that one. Watched a little bit of Dallas and Washington yesterday, little Cowboys and Indians, and in this one it was a little too much offense. The Dallas Cowboys improved to 6-5. The Redskins fell to 6-5. The NFC East is kind of crazy now with the injury to Washington's quarterback. So Dallas wins 31-23. And then last night, too much Saints. Saints just too much for the Falcons. Falcons had it in the red zone a bunch, but turned it over and couldn't really capitalize. Saints win their 10th straight. They eliminate the Falcons from the NFC playoffs. So some storylines coming out of yesterday's games. And, maybe talk a little bit about that with Zach Orr coming up. College football last night, in case you didn't stay up and see it, you missed a fight at the end of the Ole Miss-Mississippi State game. Mississippi State put it all over Ole Miss, 35-3. That was a good win for Mississippi State. Ole Miss finishes at 5-7. They're done. Mississippi State goes 8-4. They'll be bowling. Earlier in the day, Air Force beat Colorado State 27-19. Today is a full slate of games. We have a ton of games to talk about. This is one of the better sports days, better especially with college football and college basketball out there. Today it all starts at noon. We have Akron, Ohio. You don't care about that. Buffalo, Bowling Green. You don't care about that. Houston and Memphis won't be bad. ABC at noon. Nebraska, Iowa always play, usually in bad weather. They're on Fox at noon. And I know it sounds crazy. Texas and Kansas is a big game. Fox Sports 1 at noon. If Texas wins, they're going to the Big 12 championship game. 2:30 today, CBS, Chad Morris trying to get an SEC win. They're going to Missouri. 3:30 CBS Sports Network, East Carolina, Cincinnati. The Commonwealth State, Virginia's for lovers. Not with this one. Virginia, Virginia Tech, 3:30 on ABC. At 4 o'clock on Fox Sports 1, the Civil War, Oregon and Oregon State. 4:15 on ESPN, Central Florida is trying to stay undefeated, trying to stay in the national championship hunt. They go to South Florida, perhaps their toughest game. Maybe the Memphis game, this game, their toughest games. And then, friends, tonight we have two mega huge, when I say big, I mean big games. Oklahoma goes to West Virginia, 8 o'clock ESPN. Winner goes to the Big 12 championship game. And at 8:30 tonight on Fox, the Apple Cup, Washington and Washington State. Winner goes to the Pac-12 championship game. Then, as you know, tomorrow, a busy day, Florida, Florida State, Georgia, Georgia Tech, Michigan, Ohio State. You got North Carolina and NC State. You have Stanford, UCLA, Auburn, Alabama, Arizona, Arizona State. You have Clemson fans might watch a little Pittsburgh and Miami. We have Vanderbilt in Tennessee. We have Louisville and Kentucky. We have LSU and A&M, Notre Dame and Southern Cal, and obviously more Clemson and South Carolina. Hey, we had some college basketball from yesterday. Among the ranked teams, fourth-ranked Virginia beat Dayton 66-59. Sixth-ranked Nevada beat Tulsa 96-86. It was seventh-ranked North Carolina falling to Texas. Shaka Smart's club comes up with a 92-89 win. 11th-ranked Michigan State beat 17th-ranked UCLA 87-67. 14th-ranked Florida State down UAB 81-63. 19th-ranked LSU over Charleston 67-55. And 25th-ranked Wisconsin by 20 over Oklahoma 78-58. In the Atlantic Coast Conference yesterday, only other game involving a non-ranked team, Miami beat LaSalle 85-49. And in the Southeastern Conference, because I know we have a bunch of huge SEC basketball fans out there, the only game involving a non-ranked team, Florida, down Stanford 72-49. Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson today at 3 o'clock. Those that will tune in, I won't. I'll follow it, but I won't watch it today. We have other interesting stuff. North Carolina's not going to play a 12th game. What does it say about North Carolina? Either that A, they don't care about football, or B, they've just given up on this one season. North Carolina has decided against a 12th game. We'll talk a little bit about that. I have rankings of the rivalries. I've ranked the rivalries. I'll tell you about that coming up. We have our TV Biggie Games of the Week to tell you about a little bit. And then I have some South Carolina and Clemson storylines and some South Carolina and Clemson memories to talk about. Besides that, your phone calls, your texts, and your tweets. The producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the oar that stirs the pot, Mr. Oar24 in the Twitter world, but number one in your heart and the guy that did not have to go without Thanksgiving dinner yesterday because a very loyal listener and a huge fan of the show dropped by and bought him some delicious food, Mr. Zach Oar. Yeah, boy.
Morning, Mickey. How you doing? How's Chick-fil-A?
We're great, buddy. Great. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
It went by in an instant, really.
Good.
You know?
Good. Good.
Very nice of your friend, a friend of yours, friend of your wife's, to stop by real quick. We appreciate that, and a heartfelt thank you out to them for listening this early in the morning.
But, no doubt about it. It was nice. Very, very nice of them. Mm-hmm. How was your Thanksgiving?
Well, women's basketball lost yesterday, so it could have
played good though.
Yeah, they played competitively, but it could have been a little bit better.
Yep.
Other than that, it wasn't too bad. Just hung out with the pup a lot and bided my time until I got the opportunity, the privilege to talk to you again this morning here on
105.5
The Roar.
All right, I hear you. Let me get your thoughts on some of the games. I did not watch a lot of the Bears and Lions yesterday. I must admit, we were going back and forth between families. The Bears, I said this, and I'm not sure you're going to agree with this, it wasn't a great game. It was an interception return. That was the difference in the game. Eddie Jackson does it again. But the Bears, with this defense, I'm calling them Super Bowl contenders.
You think so?
You buying it?
if Mitchell Trubisky is healthy enough and down the stretch, then maybe.
He runs too much.
He does run a good bit for what he is. He probably should be a little bit more cautious with his health when he's doing that kind of stuff. Chase Daniel's not the answer at quarterback for the Chicago Bears. No. Let's be clear about that. Yesterday's game was kind of a snooze fest to open up. I don't know that it was necessarily a terrible game. It was just you're coming off of such a high of the Kansas City LA game. You're almost conditioned to a different type of football. And yesterday was just a defensive battle. And if that's your type of game, it was fun. If not, it was probably a little bit slow moving in the first game.
Well, Bears fans are going to like that. That's who the Bears are, right?
Yeah, sure.
And I don't think they're better than the Saints. I don't think they're better than the Rams. But they present, and both of those are high-flying, circus act offenses, throwing the ball all over the lot. I get it. The Bears, though, can hit the quarterback a little bit. They get after you some. I think they're better than any NFC East team. They're better than any NFC North team. And really, outside of those the Saints and the Rams, and again, that's saying a lot because they're the two best teams in football, maybe. But I think that they're going to go a long way in this thing. I think they're going to have something to say about it, maybe.
Sure. Did you watch any other games yesterday? The Cowboys game, Cowboys Redskins, or Saints Falcons last night?
Only highlights. Cowboys, because of the injury and because of just how bad the division is, both those teams atop the division now at 6-5. Amari Cooper looks like he's ready to take the next step. It gives Dak Prescott and Zeke Elliott another weapon. And it looks like to me like the Cowboys are the best team in that division right now.
Yeah, it does look like that right now. Amari Cooper's been a shot in the arm for Dak Prescott's career, which was kind of falling by the wayside for a second there, right? Is he even going to be in Dallas next year? Is his head coach going to be there? Jerry Jones is talking to the media about it every week. It's just a whole thing. And they go out and they trade a first rounder for Amari Cooper, and he comes in and has more touchdowns than he had in Oakland already. He's been successful. He's been a guy that they desperately needed on the outside to give Zeke a bit of a break running the ball and take some of the pressure off of Dak and Zeke by themselves.
And I think when the trade was made, we made this statement, and it was not an original thought, but someone said, no, look, you can't judge Dak Prescott without a number one receiver. Well, he has that now, and obviously he's doing well now.
To be fair, he had Dez Bryant. He had Jason Witten there.
He did.
You saw him without a number one guy, a true bona fide number one threat, and he really struggled because he wasn't able to facilitate it to guys that were not quite at that level. If he has a guy, he can be a serviceable quarterback. If he doesn't, it's bad. It's not good.
Watched a little bit of Saints and Falcons last night. This came down to two things. One, the Saints run the ball well. The Falcons can't run the ball. And two, turnovers and empty red zone appearances for the Falcons led to the Saints' 10th straight win. And the Falcons have been eliminated from the NFC South, not from the playoffs because of the wild card, and who knows what can come out of that. They're 4-7, and who knows how that crazy NFC wild card can look like. But Saints, again, they did very well in the red zone and made the bigger plays in the game.
Drew Brees threw 4 touchdowns yesterday.
Yep.
None of them to Alvin Kamara, Mark Ingram. Taysom Hill didn't catch a touchdown yesterday. Michael Thomas didn't catch a touchdown yesterday. Dan Arnold caught a touchdown pass yesterday. Tommy Lee Lewis caught a touchdown pass yesterday. Austin Carr and Keith Kirkwood. Ever heard of those guys? Me neither.
Okay.
But those are the dudes.
Give me the Arnold guy. He owned the restaurant on Happy Days.
Yep.
Dan Arnold.
Yep.
Or he was on the Roseanne show, Dan Arnold, married to Roseanne. The second guy was who?
Tommy Lee Lewis.
Yeah, he's a singer. He's a piano singer. He's singing a whole lot of shaking going on.
Mm-hmm.
And who's the third one?
Austin Carr.
Austin Carr played basketball for Notre Dame.
And Keith Kirkwood.
Keith Kirkwood. He was lead singer of one of those grunge bands, I think. I've heard of all those guys. Did you watch any Mississippi State and Ole Miss last night?
I watched the brawl on Twitter, and that was fun.
I watched most of that game, and then I fell asleep or turned right before the brawl started. It wasn't a great brawl by any stretch. A lot of talking, a couple of good punches in there.
Nah, we're just getting out there. You know, how's your mom and them? And then you run back to your sideline.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for playing us in the Egg Bowl. Yeah. All right, what's on tap for segment two, buddy?
Well, we come back here and do this Friday show right after Thanksgiving. Take time out of our family schedules because we want to talk about Clemson and South Carolina. We want to talk about the Palmetto Bowl tomorrow. We want to talk about all that is the wonderful rivalry in the state of South Carolina. So we'll do that starting in the next segment, and I'm sure that trend will continue throughout the show today.
Love it. Can't wait to get into it. We'll do that when we come back. Canty Foundation Specialist, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. Let them take care of you. I told you, in my neighborhood, we have a Canty truck that was working on a home the other day, and I'm not sure what they're doing because it's none of my business, but they can come encapsulate your crawl space, make sure you don't have any moisture, any mold, any mildew underneath your home, dry your crawl space out. Or in case you have any kind of foundation issues, in case you have jammed doors or windows, in case you have tilting chimneys or floor sloping floors, in case you have chimneys that are pulling away from your home, in case you have cracks in driveways or cracks in walkways or cracks among your steps there or anything like that, let them take care of that for you. Canty can do that. C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. Trust the professionals. Don't lose your biggest investment. It's Canty Foundation Specialist. com. Zach, there are millions of people right now that got up this morning to go shopping. Is that the craziest thing you've ever heard in your life?
Millions of people. It's the craziest thing in the world. You can shop online, people.
All right. Years ago, I was going to the Florida State game down in, this was in Tallahassee.
This is back when you were living down there, right?
No. I was living in Columbia at the time.
Oh.
And my buddy's a big Florida State fan, so I said, yeah, we'll go. It was a Friday 3:30 game. So we leave Columbia at 4 in the morning. And I'm telling you, traffic is out of hand around the mall. People go crazy for this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're out there in it, please, 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 please be careful just because people could go mad at this thing. Anyway, beyond me how that works, why in the world we get that worked up over these kind of things. But if you are out there, come on, see us today. Get your day started off right, or maybe ending your day. Some people out there have been shopping for hours, so you can end your day with some breakfast here at Chick-fil-A. We'll take a break, come back for more segment two with Zach Cole right after this.
Head to Bojangles for our holiday family variety feast. You'll get 8 pieces of chicken, 12 chicken supremes, 8 made-from-scratch biscuits, 3 picnic fixins, and a half gallon of legendary iced tea. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Hi, this is Dewey from Dewey's Pawn Shop. You know we are the best place in the upstate for your hunting and shooting needs. Now Dewey's owns Trader's Gun Store at 2850 Wade Hampton Boulevard. We have stocked our shelves at Trader's with new inventory and are ready to serve you. Trader's carries Benelli, Beretta, Browning, and Cooper firearms, Zaworski, Night Force, and Vortex scopes. Stop by Trader's and let our staff help you with your new firearm purchase. We buy, sell, and trade. Trader's, the gun store.
Did you know you can spray Lanix on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van life, work truck, motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lanix it.
Call us today at Lanix of Anderson.
Join WCCP live on location at the world's largest supplier of construction equipment, United Rentals annual Big Blue Equipment Sale, Greenville, South Carolina, November 29th from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. There will be something for everyone, from do-it-yourselfers to commercial and industrial contractors. View expertly maintained and ready-to-work equipment at unitedrentals.com/sale. United Rentals, November 29th from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., 117 Woodruff Industrial Lane, Greenville, South Carolina.
At the Kraft Stove Store and Patio, we've got that special gift for that special person on your Christmas list. The Big Green Egg. The egg delivers amazing results as a grill, a smoke, or even an outdoor oven. Grill burgers, sear steaks at high temp, slow cook the perfect rack of ribs, and even bake a perfect crispy pizza. The Kraft Stove Store and Patio has special holiday sale packages on all models of the Big Green Egg. The Kraft Stove Store and Patio, Greenville's original Big Green Egg dealer. 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio.
The Gold's Gym After Thanksgiving Sale is going on now. Join Gold's Gym now through Cyber Monday and pay no dues until 2019. That's right, we'll pay your dues until 2019. There's never been a better time to start your journey toward a healthier, stronger you. With group exercise and boot camp classes, personal training, and more, Gold's Gym has everything you need to get healthier today. Valid with select new memberships at participating locations only. Visit goldsgym.com/no dues to learn more. Offer ends November 26th.
Does your South Carolina driver's license or ID have a gold star? If not, make the switch to a real ID today. You may be eligible to purchase your real ID online at scdmvonline.com or visit the SCDMV with all required documents to purchase your real ID before the lines grow. The deadline will be here before you know it, so make sure your ID is a real ID to board a plane, enter a federal building, or visit a military installation today. More information at scdmvonline.com.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Hendrick Honda Easily now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Hendrick Honda Easily will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Hendrick Honda Easily. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Again, ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Experience a world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easily.
Bring your own tools, pull your own parts, and save big. It's that easy at LKQ Pick Your Part. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at LKQ Pick Your Part, save 40% on every part on the lot. Pull it off and save. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you can always find new inventory for your car or truck. From transmissions to tires, rims to radiators. Visit LKQ Pick Your Part today and find the part you need. And this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, save an additional 40% on every part you pull. Log on to LKQPickYourPart.com for a location near you.
Your Pie of Clemson is not only committed to outstanding food and memorable service, they're equally caring about their impact on improving the lives of those in the community. In this particular case, the impact of type 1 diabetes is close to home, as Doug and Denise's daughter Abby was diagnosed with type 1 over 7 years ago. On Wednesday, November 28th, Your Pie is collecting donations to JDRF from customers that visit our store and have a desire to support the mission. Your Pie Clemson will match all cash donations dollar for dollar. For all gifts of $10 or more, donors receive a free combo with their meal. Additionally, on Wednesday, November 28th, Your Pie will donate a portion of the proceeds from the entire day to Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. Kwok and Kelly will be there live on Wednesday as well from 12 to 3. Enjoy delicious food, great service, and help your community through the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation this Wednesday.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Going to keep it now. We'll try to pitch it. And Xavier Thomas tackles him at the 9, and X marks the spot.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break.
Hey, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles tell you that you have to have a real ID if you want to fly on commercial flights or enter any kind of secured building, any kind of federal building, any kind of military base. Starting in October 2020, look, we are inside of 2 years. We started telling about this a long time ago. This gets closer to us. They're going to make it as easy as can be. There's certain days of the week, certain times that just makes it easier for you. Just check SCDMV online, South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles, online.com, SCDMVonline.com. They'll get you your nearest branch. They'll show you your wait times. They'll tell you what you need to have, your proof of ID there, your proof of residency there, anything you need, how much it costs, everything. They'll take care of you. It's the SCDMVonline.com, SCDMVonline.com. It's College Football Friday. It's Black Friday. We call it Orange Friday. We call this segment number two with Mr. Zach Orr.
Thank you, Mickey. Of course, this weekend, tomorrow, the big one here for the state of South Carolina. Clemson plays host. The number two Clemson Tigers, 11-0, plays host to the South Carolina Gamecocks. It is crazy how fast this season has gone, Plyler. I don't know where it went. I seem to recall just yesterday we were in the middle of the dog days of summer talking about the if and wins and buts of the season, and it was just never going to get here, and now here we are in the last game of the regular season. Where does the time go? Clemson is a 26-point favorite over their in-state rival. Jake Bentley leads the Gamecocks this season at the quarterback position. He's thrown 19 touchdowns to 9 interceptions. He has 2,244 yards on the season. Rico Dattle is their leading rusher on the year, 100 carries for 498 yards and 4 scores. And Edwards, not Shia Smith, not Debo Samuel, as their leading receiver, 42 receptions for 659 yards and 6 touchdowns. The Gamecocks score about 32 points a game. They give up 26. They go for 429.8 yards a game. They're a little bit better in the air than they are on the ground, of course, 262 and through the air and 167 on the ground when they commit to the run. They are giving up 409 yards a game. The defense has been a bit of a sore spot for the Gamecocks so far this season. giving almost 200 yards a game on the ground and 219 through the air. Of course, their last five, they are 3-2 with losses against Florida and A&M. Mickey Plyler, what are we expecting this weekend? Are we expecting anybody to show up from the South Carolina side? They did return 600 tickets after all. Of course, I would expect the Clemson fans and the faithful to eat them up and pack the stadium for a 7 o'clock kick, as it's probably going to be in the, what, the 40s, the mid-50s, low-50s, whatever it's going to be tomorrow night. 82,000 on hand to watch yet another rendition of the Palmetto Bowl.
Oh, I'm glad you brought it up. Forgot to bring up weather in our first segment. Great job there. It's going to be, what's currently 39, 38 degrees here right now.
Cold as crap.
And a little bit windy right now, right? About 7 o'clock tonight, it's going to start raining here in Clemson. It's going to rain tomorrow until about 7 a.m., about 6 a.m. tomorrow, light rain about 6. It's going to rain through the night, though, but not heavy rain, but it's going to rain through the night. All right? Be careful tonight if you're out and about. Tomorrow, it's going to stop raining, Mr. Ward 24, around 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning, and then it's going to be cloudy and about 42 if during tailgate time. Let's say you start tailgating at noon, high 40s, low 50s. Partly cloudy then. About 3 o'clock, it's going to be sunny tomorrow, 56, 57, 58 degrees. Game time, as far as kickoff go, no chance of rain tomorrow night. Clear, 51 at kickoff, getting down to about 45 by the end of the game. So great, great November football weather. We got very, very lucky there. Now, you talked about tickets. Since the game moved to after Thanksgiving, the tickets have just been not an issue at all. There have been empty seats in I think about every single game since then. Students don't come back as much, obviously. They go to Thanksgiving, they don't come back. And one team has basically been better than the other team. So you're seeing pockets of empty seats in the stadium for Clemson, Carolina. It sounds crazy. If you don't have tickets, there'll be plenty around. There's plenty on StubHub. Let me check our StubHub right now. It's about $100, $110 face value anyway. So that's what you're up against. People say, well, it's $100. Well, that's face value now. They'll go under face value at the stadium tomorrow. I can almost assure you of that. Be careful, obviously, with scalpers, but that's what you'll see. But you'll see very, very close to a packed stadium tomorrow. Just the Thanksgiving holiday kind of screws everything up, I think. So good weather. Everything's going to be fine there. Great tailgating. Everything's going to be fine there. But you're right, Zach. It won't be a ton of Gamecocks fans here tomorrow. In 2016, the 56-7 game was the least I've ever seen. I think we'll see pretty much close to that now. On StubHub right now, tickets for as low as $70 online at StubHub. So $30 or $35, $37, $38, whatever it is, $40 below face value right now. Plenty of tickets available online right now for that. What we see? Well, I don't know what you're going to see, Zach. I can see one of three things happening.
Okay. Right?
Number one, you know, rivalry games lead to emotion. And rivalry games lead to closer games than you expect. I can see the South Carolina Gamecocks, all their big battle cry this week has been, we need to have some pride. 2016 is not going to happen again. Never again. We're not going to get beat 56-7. That's not going to happen again, kind of a thing. I get that. And emotions can help play. You can play above your head and play your best game of the year for South Carolina. I can see Bentley playing better and the Gamecocks having some success on offense. Don't see a whole lot of success on defense, but, you know, emotions, rivalry game. The second scenario I can see is Clemson just having a workmanlike victory, a 17-point, 14-7 first quarter, halftime 21-10, third quarter 28-13, fourth quarter by the end of the game 35-17, something like that, just to be ahead, stay ahead, pull ahead, and second half, whatever. You know, just a good 17, 20-point win, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Final scenario, and I know I'm not narrowing it down, I can see Clemson blowing South Carolina's doors off just because they're that much better. Emptying the tank and just trying to stick it to your state rival. I think if you gave Clemson fans a one-point win right now, even though some would say they wouldn't take it, you're 2 1-point wins away from going to college football playoffs. You're 4 1-point wins away from winning the national championship. So a one-point win is not the worst thing to happen to you for Clemson. If you offered a Gamecock fan right now a 10-point loss, I think they take it right now. I think South Carolina and Will Muschamp in year number three, year number one, he took over 3-9 team, and they turned it around, and they actually went to a bowl game, and give him some credit, right? Year two, they went in 9 games, thought they're on the right track, everything's going great. If year three, if they go backwards from 6-7 the first year to 9-4, if losing this one that makes it 6-5, they'll beat Akron to go 7-5. If they, I think that bowl game support it too, but they got to play well in this one to sell bowl tickets. If the Gamecocks get blown out tomorrow, then how many fans show up for the Akron game? First of all, how many fans will show up for an Akron game anyway, on December the 1st? But if they get blown out, how motivated are they to show up for an Akron game? And then how motivated are you to go buy Liberty Bowl tickets to play somebody or Belt Bowl tickets? You know what I'm saying? So are you going to check it out to Shreveport? Are you going to check it down to Jacksonville, to watch a 7-5 team that really didn't beat anybody all year that kind of went backwards in year three? And then we talked about 2019. You got Alabama coming to town. You got Clemson coming to town. You got to go to Georgia. You got to go to A&M. And it looks like, 7-5 might be good for you next year. So the Gamecocks need to play close in this game to sell tickets next week, to sell tickets to a bowl game, to give them some momentum, to give them a little bit of equity going into next year. Make sense?
Absolutely. It makes a lot of sense. A little equity going into next year is the key there, right? If it's that first one, if it's that first scenario you laid out, that's okay for them, right? That's the moral victory we kind of hinted at earlier this year or this week.
Yeah, Muschamp in the two games so far, 56-7. Hey, all Steve Spurrier's fault. Last year, 34-10. Hey, you know what? We didn't play well. Jake didn't play well, but we're still rebuilding. 3 years of it. I mean, look, I told you this before. We all preach patience, man. Everybody loves, oh, yeah, we're going to be patient this year. We're going to be patient with this call. You got to be patient with it. Be patient. Patience is great in theory. Patience is very, very difficult in practice. So if they lose 35-10, then you hadn't made any progress. You talk about closing gaps. We're on the recruiting trail. They're not closing a gap with Clemson or with Georgia. And I just go back to in year four next year, in year five and the following year, in year six, what happens if you're 0-10 against Georgia and Clemson? At some point in time in there, you got to show a little something somehow, some way. So I think the progress this year, I don't think South Carolina fans expect to beat Clemson this year. But there's a heck of a lot of difference in how you feel if you're a Gamecock fan. If you lose to Clemson 31-20 compared to losing to Clemson 48-10. Does that make sense?
Absolutely makes sense, yes.
Okay. So you'll see one of those three scenarios. I tell you, there's so many storylines for this game. Will Clemson empty the tank? Or is there so much more football to be played? I mean, let's face it. One of the things that is taken away from the South Carolina-Clemson game is the one time that South Carolina's been to an SEC championship game, and then the several times where Clemson's been to the ACC championship game. So, there's bigger fish to fry. Then Clemson's trying to get the college football playoff for the fourth consecutive time. So, to be honest with you, Clemson fans are much more excited, much more concerned about Alabama every single week. Zach, when I was a kid, we used to always give South Carolina scores during the game. Scores from other games, and they would announce. Now we don't announce scores anymore. We got a running ribbon over there. But you go out to your parking lot, they'd be listening to South Carolina games. People don't do that anymore. Clemson fans right now, you want to know is Tua healthy? There's a buzz in the stadium. If South Carolina beats A&M or A&M beats South Carolina, there's no buzz.
Mm-hmm.
But let Tua get hurt, and it's like, oh my God, have you heard? Tua got hurt today. Is Tua going to be healthy?
Who?
I'm sorry. Tua.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's the buzz. Like, that's the new rivalry. That's the one in there. So, in many ways, this rivalry has changed an awful lot just in my lifetime, just really in the past 10 years or so. But if you want, it's like the Ryder Cup. The reason the Ryder Cup is great now is the Europeans finally started winning. Let South Carolina beat Clemson one of these next couple of years, and the rivalry will be back. Clemson fans are fat and happy and sassy right now because the Gamecocks hadn't beat them in 4 years. But when that five-game winning streak for South Carolina, hey, Clemson fans didn't like it and kept up with them a lot more.
Listen, I'm pretty sure I can speak on behalf of the majority of the Clemson fan base. They're good with where the rivalry is right now. They're fine with it.
Right, no doubt. But you see my point. Muschamp, if he – loses this week and wins next week, in the 3 years at South Carolina, he's going to be 22-16, and he's going to be 12-12 in the SEC. Next year, we've done this before. Let me build this up for us right quick. 2019 South Carolina football schedule. It's difficult next year. I'll ask you the win game. I do this to you all the time now. We got 1 minute here before a break. And we do have the order for South Carolina. Give me a win game for South Carolina next year, okay?
Yeah, sure.
North Carolina at home?
They will be.
Oh, no, North Carolina. In Charlotte.
They'll be North Carolina, wherever you want to play that game.
All right. Charleston Southern at home?
They're 2-0, baby. Things are looking up.
Alabama at home?
And things come crashing down in a hurry.
I agree. At Missouri?
No Drew Lock win. 3-1.
I agree. Kentucky at home. Finally break the streak there, thank goodness.
3-2. Go ahead.
Really?
Why, what other reason do you have to believe otherwise?
Open day at Georgia.
3-3.
I got them a loss there. Florida at home.
3-4.
I got them a loss there. At Tennessee.
4-4.
I'm going to say they're going to split that game with Florida and Tennessee. So you got four losses there. Vanderbilt at home.
5-4.
Appalachian State at home.
They're going to beat App State. Close, but they'll beat them.
At Texas A&M.
They'll lose against A&M.
Clemson at home.
And they'll lose against Clemson.
All right, I've got them 7-5. You got them 6-6. So can you get blown out by at Georgia, Alabama, and Clemson next year? Or do you need and A&M next year? You know, at least you'd be Kentucky next year by our standards there.
No,
so,
by your standards. There is no reason to believe they're going to be Kentucky next year when they've lost five straight years to them, and I
Kentucky
won't hear otherwise.
Loses a lot, though.
And I won't
Kentucky
hear otherwise.
Loses a lot.
Do they? Because they're a ranked team at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah.
I'm sick and tired of just dismissing Kentucky as, oh, they'll be Kentucky. It's not a problem. You've done them for the last 3 years. This is a South Carolina team that time and time again has fallen short of beating the Kentucky Wildcats in football. We're not going to just give them that game anymore. They don't deserve that.
I agree with you. We don't have Clemson's schedule yet. We know who they play, and I'll ask you quickly. A&M at home?
You beat A&M at home, of course.
Charlotte at home?
Yes, you can beat Charlotte.
Wofford at home?
Yes, you're going to beat Wofford.
Other home games are Boston College.
Yep.
Florida State.
Yep.
Georgia Tech.
Is Trevor Lawrence still playing quarterback next year?
Yes. And you're going and better.
Yeah, your favorite to win every game. You're probably double-digit favorite.
Wake Forest. Let me go down them. At South Carolina.
Yep.
At Louisville.
Yep.
At NC State.
Yep.
At North Carolina.
Yes, sir.
And at Syracuse.
Yep.
So, you know, you got 12. So you see how in this game – at some point in time, Muschamp's got to beat him. At some point in time, he's got to play closer. You got to take steps. There's an old saying that says, when you take over a bad football program, you lose big, then you lose small, then you win small, then you win big. And so right now, in the rivalry part of it, you have lost big. Can you lose small? That's the next step. Can you narrow the margin? I don't know. I know Gamecock fans don't say that there's a moral victory, but be honest with you, there's a moral victory in sight. And can you pull it off? I don't know. We'll see. Mr. Or 24, I do want to tell you about my friend Donnie Patterson, the Patterson's Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com. Let them take care of you. They can do that with the Patterson's Tax Service. More tax changes since any year, since 1986. The tax changes are really, especially for small businesses, unlike any that maybe we've seen in our lifetime. Go by and see our friends at the Patterson's Tax Service. Let them take care of you. Do some tax planning at the end of the year. Me being self-employed, I have a SEP IRA, so they tell me how much to contribute to it based upon how my year went. I don't know anything about how to do that. I just know how to contribute the money there at the end. That's why I depend on the Patterson's Tax Service. You can, too. Make your appointment. Set them up. Remember it. A bunch of tax changes. Maximize that tax return. I've never met anybody that ever started with them that ever switched. PATTAX.com. When we come back, we'll open up phone lines. We have guests at 725, 745, and 805. So phone calls, texts, and tweets in the next two segments. I want to talk about my ranking of rivalries. Also want to talk about, we get our biggie games of the week. And then I want to talk about some of the other storylines, like how fast is South Carolina go? Like, what is Clemson's game plan offensively? I think he can run the ball, but do you want to showcase Trevor Lawrence in front of DJ Ugalale? We'll talk about that much, much more when you return for the Chick-fil-A edition of College Football Friday. More right after this.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
For over two decades, Lion-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Lion-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Lion-X it. Stop by Lion-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Lion-X of Anderson today.
If you have problems with the IRS, don't trust your personal information to a stranger on the other end of a 1-800 number. The Green Law Firm is local and looking out for you. For a free strategy session, call 271-7940.
The Health Dare. Real people, real stories.
Before I started the Health Dare, I developed a chronic condition. I had had two hip replacements.
I was just overweight. My doctor has been really pushing me on cholesterol medicine.
I wasn't getting any younger and I wasn't getting any healthier.
I first heard about the Health Dare from a local radio personality.
I heard about the Health Dare on the radio.
About a program called the Health Dare.
What has surprised me the most about the Health Dare is how easy it is.
Because of the Health Dare, I was able to come off of three blood pressure medicines, type 2 diabetes medication.
I am off of one of my blood pressure medicines and in the process of getting off the second one.
I don't take blood pressure medicine and I don't take cholesterol medicine anymore.
I'm off of four different types of medicines. I'm off of my CPAP machine after 14 years.
My wife has noticed it. My daughter has noticed it. You gain your health back. You gain your life back. And the Health Dare did that for me.
Hey, it's Brad, and I highly encourage you to make your Health Dare story. Book your complimentary consultation today. Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME or go to idaregreenville.com. That's idaregreenville.com.
Be the hottest tiger at your tailgate party when you go buy Urban Nirvana. The best stylists, the best products make you look your best with ease. And guys, with all your honey buddy does, kids, school, work, why not surprise her with an Urban Nirvana gift certificate? It's so simple. Log on to urbannirvana.com, make your purchase, and print your gift certificate from your computer. So easy and so worth it. Look and feel like a tiger with Urban Nirvana. At MacBee Station and the shops at Green Ridge. Online at urbannirvana.com.
Carolina Alliance has a team of experienced, devoted bankers to help you with any financial hurdle you come across, offering competitive low rates and personal one-on-one services for your business or personal banking need. Here's the best part. These are people you know from the community. Stop in for a visit. David Barnett, Dustin Green, and Leslie Menace in Greenville, Jack Bice, Robert Halfacre, and Lois Filial in Anderson, and Adria Earwood in Easley. Visit them online at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like select wine on Wednesday for $10, $15, and $20. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Black Friday savings at Reed's Jewelers are going on now through November 30th. Get a one-carat iconic diamond solitaire, just $19.99. How about a four-piece blue topaz set? Earrings, pendant, bracelet, and ring, only $249. Save up to $1,000 on everything else in the store through November 30th. And get up to 18 months deferred interest on qualifying purchases. Black Friday savings now through November 30th. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall.
It's the ACC Championship as the Tigers head to Charlotte for a shot at another conference title. Join us this Friday at George Coleman Ford for football talk and Papa John's Pizza. Road Rage live on the road Friday. George Coleman Ford, Travelers Rest.
It's Rivalry Week with the Blood Connection. We held the Student Blood Bowl on Clemson's campus last week. Now it's time for the rest of y'all to roll up your sleeves, show your team spirit, and help us save lives. This week, Sunday the 18th through Saturday the 24th, visit any of the Blood Connection SC donor centers in Seneca, Easley, Greenville, Greenwood, or Spartanburg. All donors receive a t-shirt, TBC rewards points, and are entered into a drawing for a $100 Visa gift card. For more information, visit thebloodconnection.org.
Bring your own tools, pull your own parts, and save big. It's that easy at LKQ Pick Your Part. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at LKQ Pick Your Part, save 40% on every part on the lot. Pull it off and save. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you can always find new inventory for your car or truck, from transmissions to tires, rims to radiators. Visit LKQ Pick Your Part today and find the part you need. And this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, save an additional 40% on every part you pull. Log on to LKQPickYourPart.com for a location near you.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Bodie gets a handoff in the backfield and dropped for a loss and on down. Clemson will take over.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Glad to have you with us from Chick-fil-A of Clemson. I want to tell you about our friends at Granger Nissan and Granger Nissan of Anderson. I'm online right now. Man, look at the inventory at Granger Nissan of Anderson. This is an amazing day. Hey, a lot of you are out there shopping. Let me tell you something about shopping, and let me tell you something about Black Friday. You know, you're searching for that perfect gift. Well, I've got one for you here. Why not go to Granger Nissan of Anderson on a little Black Friday and get you a black truck, a black SUV, a black car? You're going to love it. It's our friends at Granger Nissan of Anderson. Inventory, inventory, inventory. They're ready for you today. Year-end savings going on. It's our friends at Granger Nissan, 3510 Clemson Boulevard over in Anderson. Let's take some phone calls here, Zach, if we can. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Our friend Delvin checks in with us now. Good morning, Delvin. Thanks for calling in. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, how'd you go?
Blessed, buddy. We had a great one. Great food, family, safe travels. We were very blessed yesterday.
Yeah, I heard you talking about, first of all, before I get it, I'm asking what's your key for the crunch win to get a win tomorrow, but I got to say, I disagree, man. The Houston and Memphis game is a big game because that can be key to whether or not UCL go to the Memphis Championship game, because if Houston wins, I think it'll be a tough matchup for UCL.
Yeah, Houston has, especially if they can get Ed Oliver back, they've got some pieces
in
there.
He's playing today. They say he's playing today.
Yeah, I mean, if he's healthy and if he's able to play well coming back, yeah, I think Houston could give, you know, Central Florida a game. There's no doubt about that, in my mind at least. But, you know, there's the you got Conference USA championships. You've got American Athletic championships. You've got a lot of things on the line outside of the Power Five today. But, man, tonight, Oklahoma, West Virginia, winner goes to the Big 12 championship game, and Washington, Washington State, winner goes to the Pac-12 championship game. Those are the big ones tonight.
And make it down to Texas, Kansas game. Kansas, how many times you think they're gonna bring up Les Miles during that game?
Oh, he'll be. As a matter of fact, wouldn't surprise me if he wasn't in the booth. You know, they'll interview him several times. You'll see that big old hat on his head several times. Hey, but that's crazy thinking about it, that a Kansas football game, and Kansas put up a ton of yards and a ton of points on Oklahoma last week, but a Kansas football game, last game under the old staff, has conference championship implications on it. Texas is going to beat Kansas, but wouldn't surprise me if you saw a little bit of a game there. But Texas will go. And then, now, if Texas wins, they're in, and the winner of the Oklahoma-West Virginia game gets in. If not, I think there's a scenario where both Oklahoma and West Virginia can get in tonight.
Yeah. So, I would ask you this before we got the phone, what's
going to
be the key for Clemson tomorrow night?
I appreciate the phone call, Devin. Have a great weekend, man. Thanks for calling in. As far as keys go, you know, just don't, for Clemson at least, don't do anything to give the Gamecocks any kind of chance. You know what I'm saying? Take away their will pretty early. Dabo has done a great job. The first time I've heard this was up at Louisville last year, where he says, leave no doubt. And leave no doubt is important to me because it, you know, when you're better than the other team, you're beating the other team, the idea of taking away their will and staying on top of them and not letting up, that's the leave no doubt part of it. That's the don't get complacent in the second half. Don't give them, you know, all the other touchdowns that they could get in there. So if Clemson doesn't turn the ball over, if they don't give South Carolina short fields, if they don't get punts blocked, if they don't give up kick returns, you know, and just don't do anything stupid. Play your game. Keep everything in front of you there. Don't give it the big plays on defense, that kind of stuff. Clemson will beat South Carolina, and I think fairly convincingly. The thing you have to do, most importantly, stay healthy because you got, again, bigger fish to fry down the road. But, Zach, I think that this comes down to really what kind of will does Dabo want to impose here? Do they really want to run the Gamecocks out of the building? The focus of this team? You know, there's been times where Clemson's not played great in this game because of the ACC championship game, I think about 2009, because of the other things that are going on. But also, I thought at the Carolina-Clemson game last year, I thought Clemson was playing better than anybody because the team gets more focused from November on in that championship phase. But I think part of it is going to be, you know, I don't want to say Dabo Swinney can name his score, but I can say that Dabo Swinney can, his attitude about just how big he wants to win tomorrow, I think is pretty important.
It is important. I know you don't want to say it, so I'll say it for you. He can name a score tomorrow if he really wants to.
They're
that much. They're on a different level than what South Carolina is at right now, and you've seen it throughout the week, throughout the conversations that have been had in the media and the different interviews that they've given, the press conferences they've given. The night and day differences between this program and the one in Columbia is just – it's startling almost. And tomorrow you'll see what – what we all expect to see, a Clemson team that's a better team, that's a better program with a better coach, is going to be able to do whatever they want to, especially when they have the ball. South Carolina might give you a little bit of a push back at least on offense at a time or two, but I don't expect them to be able to do much. And their defense is just, they're not going to be up to the challenge of stopping that offense tomorrow night.
I think that the lines of scrimmage will be very important to this. I was surprised to hear Will Muschamp say that he likes South Carolina's matchups, a couple of the matchups on the lines of scrimmage.
Right, because
I don't
say?
For South Carolina.
What's he
going to
say?
Yeah, I'm not sure what he's pointing to there.
You're going to go, oh, fellas, we're going to get blown off the ball here. I don't even know why we're going in.
Let me leave you this in this hour about Dabo and about his philosophy on this. Dabo Swinney is perhaps the most competitive person I've ever been around. When you see him over that noontime basketball, that comes out. Everybody thinks that Dabo is this, he's a nice guy, he's a big smile, and he dances in the locker room, and he high-fives players, and he's this lovable teddy bear. Zach, you've been out to practice, you've seen him just jump guys. You've seen him just rip guys, whatever. That you combine the competitive spirit with one of the things he has is a very, very long memory. Now, remember, he grew up down in Auburn and Alabama rivalry, and so he knows rivalry games. He knows the importance of it. Dabo Swinney remembers all those five bombs. 2 years ago, before the 56-7 game, he brought out pictures to practice of all these people that five bombed him, and motivated the guys to a 56-7 final score.
Yeah.
Dabo knows that these Little League baseball games that Brent Venables is talking about, and that doesn't sit well with him. He remembers those things very, very well. It's easier to go and recruiting in a state. Now, they don't recruit against South Carolina very often. I'll give you that. But he understands that the neighbors, the people that live in the area, the importance of the state of it. And so I do think that if it's up to him, if he can, I'm not saying run it up, but I think it is important for him to make a statement and to take away the Gamecocks' will and to take away any hope for the future of Will Muschamp turning this thing around. Also, too, remember now, Dabo's 5-5 because the five-game losing streak, he's 5-5. This puts him, if he can win tomorrow night, this puts him at 6-5. I know that's important to him. But more importantly is where these two programs are going. And finally, it was Xavier Thomas that was in the stands the night of that 56-7 game. And he grew up a Gamecock fan. And it was, I think that game had an awful lot to do with Xavier Thomas being in Clemson, showing him the difference in the two programs. I think Dabo, if he could draw it up, would like to show future recruits what the difference in two programs is tomorrow night.
Will he do that? Will he have the confidence and the will to break South Carolina as well?
I think he will. I look for Clemson to win convincingly tomorrow. I'm going to leave you this segment, Zach. David Hood, every Thursday, David Hood texts me about prediction for his scoreboard or score article. And for the last couple of years, I predicted Clemson to win 63-17. Now, again, you know, taking a little stab from the old 63-17 days, but, you know, a little bit of a joke there. But no, I think you can see – something similar to that. I think the Gamecocks would like to play close, but I don't know if this is going to happen. Hey, let's talk much more about it. Hour 2 from Chick-fil-A of Clemson when you come back right after this.